Taiwan says it's immediately terminating diplomatic relations with Solomon Islands after the Pacific nation decided to change allegiances and recognise China. The decision's a blow for Taiwan, as the South Pacific has long been considered a stronghold in its diplomatic battle with China, as our correspondent Natalie Whiting explains.
It wasn't her government's decision, but it was Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen who fronted the press. Taiwan says it's lost another ally. For weeks, the Solomon Islands has been investigating switching diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China. Last night, its cabinet met to vote, and afterwards, Taiwan released a scathing statement.
The cabinet of Solomon Islands government reached a decision to switch diplomatic relations to the People's Republic of China. The government of the Republic of China, Taiwan, finds this decision extremely regrettable and strongly condemns it. The government hereby declares the termination of diplomatic relations with Solomon Islands with immediate effect.
The Solomon Islands government hasn't made any statement on what happened in last night's meeting. The ABC has contacted several key ministers, but is yet to receive any comment.
This is very much the end of an era.
James Batley is a researcher at the Australian National University and a former Australian High Commissioner to the Solomon Islands. He says the decision isn't a surprise, given the Solomon Islands' lengthy investigation. It formed a task force which toured Pacific countries which were aligned with China and delivered a report last week which recommended siding with Beijing.
So I don't think any of Solomon Islands' neighbours, and that includes Australia, will really be surprised by this decision.
In addition to aid and infrastructure, many Pacific Island countries feel a relationship with China gives them diplomatic leverage with traditional partners like Australia in the current geopolitical climate. But in its statement, Taiwan suggested other factors were at play.
The government of China has once again resorted to dollar diplomacy and false promises of large amounts of foreign assistance to buy off a small number of politicians, so as to ensure that the government of Solomon Islands adopted a resolution to terminate relations with Taiwan.
The Solomon Islands is the seventh nation to swap sides since 2016, but the first in the Pacific.
I don't necessarily think that Solomon Islands' move marks the beginning of a snowball effect, but there's no doubt that Solomon Islands, I think, is a big prize for China in this diplomatic battle between China and Taiwan in the Pacific.
That's James Batley, ANU researcher and former Australian High Commissioner to Solomon Islands, and Natalie Whiting with that report.